Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Good morning, good night, good morning, good night, good evening, wherever you are. I hope this episode finds you in good spirits. Of course, we are in the women's section today. It is Girl Power Hour, as promised, but we're going to make it a mashup because I apologize, but Sunday, my mother was ill. Not in a sense to where she was sick, like sick, more like she couldn't move, she couldn't walk. So I had to take care of her, make all her meals, and there was like a long list of things to do. I also got every single leaf out of the bottom of my pool, so it's not like there were thousands, but there were some, they were accumulating. We don't have a screen. Every pool, everyone that has a pool should just have one of those things, just a screen. So I will be heading the house, I guess, this week by myself. I have dropped them two off on the train, so the only last two living members of my family on my tree personally is gone cross country for a week to deal with my uncle's death. So yeah, fun times ahead, I'm sure. Lots of fucking chores to do. So I want to touch on a couple things because I've been reading emails for the past 2 days trying to respond and everything like that. First, I want to say to those of you who have written me and asked questions, please be patient. I will get back with you. Those who have got written back to today, sorry for the late response, but I will read and return each email as I'm getting them because I'm getting so many right now. Things are starting to get mixed into my actual... that's the T Gmail. So I might get a new email just for writing to. I don't know. We'll see how much mail I get the next couple of months to see if it's worth it. Well, anyhow, I will be available for readings for those if anyone comes on and then some. And the private readings have been doing great, actually. So I've been told I'm accurate as well. That's why mostly if you've listened to the shows, there are a lot of people that keep calling back because, you know, accurate as fuck. Which brings me to pussy talk. Let's have some pussy talk real quick. Oh, before we do that, I almost forgot. Got a new follower today, though. I'm pretty sure it's just Sammy pretending to be someone else because I called him out on the show. And here's a little tip for you, ladies and gents, beings, whatever you identify as. If you have a breakup and it's just, like, really awful and you're still getting over it and you see them with the other person that you knew they were cheating with while they were accusing you of cheating, bam, boom, there it is. Listen to your intuition. We need to do a better job about that. For those of you who wrote me over the weekend to ask why I didn't have a show and if I was okay, yes, everything's fine. I got in. I start orientation soon, so... Oh, yay. It's going to be fun. lots of things coming up in the mix. Like, I have to take that test again. Good news, I failed the wrong test. Well, the reason that's why I failed it, because it was the wrong one. They gave me the wrong test. So if I had studied just a little bit even in the life section, if I was doing life and health, then I would have passed because I got a 60. So that's not terrible. So I would have passed the other one. So I'm going back. We are almost in February because my mom won't even be back until February 1st. So it'll be after February 1st that I will go back for my test. So I'll be doing that. So I'm just going to keep studying and keeping my answers fresh, I guess you could say, my info fresh. Yeah, I'll be in school at the same time, selling insurance for Aflac. It's amazing what one day can do, just kind of throwing yourself out there. I had like 7 job interviews, up to 3 in one day, and I didn't get any of them, which I'm glad I didn't, because one of them was like wanting for one position, then it turned out, well, we need you at 2 places. Fuck no. I mean, if I have to, but I just did that. No. That's a lot of COVID exposure possibilities. So I'm glad I didn't get it, because I redid my resume and I got 57 job offers just from redoing my resume. So the Aflac thing was just kind of like a wild card, really. I've never done it before, so yay! Yeah, interesting stuff. So I'm going to start writing out my shows. In fact, I'm going to take the time to do that today since they just left, so I will be not too busy. I got to do chores because we weren't home all day. So other than that, I'm going to write out all the episodes for, I guess, the following weeks to make it easier on myself. But we will be following a schedule of Thursday through Sunday, and we will probably be making them more in the afternoon towards maybe this evening, tarot reading. It might be better that way for everyone involved, because I have homework. Oh, and I homeschool Matilda. Like, Matilda's ahead so far. We're going to do like 2 days of work and for the week and get all her work done, and then we're just going to chill for the rest of the week and have a vacation, because we haven't really been able to enjoy much. So we're going to do that, and then we're just going to kind of vacay and work out and shit. Today she was given a bouquet of flowers, and she has not put them down. I'm happy to say that my nonverbal autistic child is becoming verbal, and it's incredible to watch, and it's all because of Moana. She knows all the words to the whole movie and the song. I'm happy about that. She's doing very well academically, and she's hard-headed, just like Mom. Really? That's what you're going to do? You're not going to do the proper thing and fish with them? Is that how you're going to be when Jesus comes back? Yeah. I've got my whole house cut off to the rest of the living room. Everything is cut off from there, so we only have our 2 rooms to where she can freely move about, and my back is turned, and I'm doing dishes or something, and she can't be all crazy. Right now she's throwing her fish. Getting the fishing game was the best thing I ever did. I got an impromptu game for her when I was at Walmart, and she's in love with it, as well as that bouquet of flowers. You're not going to put the flowers down? She's running away. So we're going to touch on some things as promised. I don't know if I'm going to be on for a whole hour. We'll see. The other day, I was getting off, and 2 people got on last minute. So I was like, wow, I'm glad I caught that because I almost ended the show. Now, Maddie, you looking at your fish? You smelling your flat? Okay. All right. Here we go. I swear to God, I've never seen a happier beta than the one, than Magikarp. Magikarp is the happiest beta I have ever seen. He is just so, he's an opalescent, like, he looks like an opal. It's so, I mean, oh my God, the pictures don't even do him justice. He's so beautiful. Anyway, back to some tea. Really, Maddie? No, not yet. No. We don't do that with them. We fish. They don't eat. Don't ruin your fish game. Sorry about that. I don't want her to destroy her game. Anywho. Yay. Get to listen to autistic fits. Whatever. It's my life. It's what I deal with every day, all day long. Especially now, because we homeschool, so. Drove by her school today and kind of hung out the window. I was like, we miss you. Anyway, yay, she's happy. Okay, I'm sure she'll lose interest in that in a few minutes, so let's hop to it. Now remember, send us your memes. No way. Nobody ever calls during this. Who the fuck is Dickerson Michael? I don't know. Hello? I don't know who that was. But who knows? Weird. Says Dickerson Michael. I don't know who would be calling the house phone. I'm using the house phone. What? What'd you say? You got bored with it that fast, huh? No. No. I'm gonna have to wait until I'm done. Which won't be very long, because you're not gonna stay very busy for very long, yeah? So, I got some tarot questions that I was sent, or at least I answered them this morning. What the major arcana tarot cards and their archetypes, like what they really mean. So, I figured I would pull out a page for you. So, if you're learning, and trust me, if it's in you, it'll happen. You can't just learn to do them. They just happen. So, the Fool starts at zero, and this is the major arcana, like, this is going to happen. These are set stages of which things will occur, basically. So you have the Fool starting at zero, which is like the eternal child. The Magician, which is one, which is the alchemist. The High Priestess, number two, which is mystic. Number three is Empress, which is the mother. The Emperor is the father. The Hierophant is the mentor, which is number five. Number six, which is lovers, which is a lover or, you know. Number seven is the Chariot, which is the warrior, which is so weird because that is my life card. Some people have up to four, from what I understand. I have one, which is the Chariot. No matter whatever has happened or whatever may be. Whether a wheel falls off my chariot or a horse dies or both, I will carry on. And I will rebuild, like always. Very weird. Number eight is strength, the hero or heroine. The hermit, which is number nine, which is the wise man. Really? Why? No, give me that. No, that's mine. No, when she's rolling it around. No, it looks like a ball, but it isn't. Come here. Give it to me. You have thousands of dollars worth of toys, so you want to just mess with that? All right. But I doubt that it will make her happy because the one thing she wants to roll around right now is not a ball. I mean, that's all it could be used for right now, but I don't want her to throw it. She's not allowed to throw stuff because she has an arm like a softball player. My mom just left. Let's not break anything, huh? So while she screams, while having my toys in her hand. I gave her the kalimba so she should calm down and be angry while playing with it. So anyhow, the hermit is number nine, which is a wise man. The number 10 is Wheel of Fortune, which is a gambler. Number 11 is Justice, the advocate. Number 12 is the Hanged Man, which is the seeker. Number 13 is Death, which is Rebel. Interesting. Now, number 14 is Temperance. It's like living in the bowels of hell, where eternal damnation or something. She's so mad for no reason. I have every legitimate reason to keep that out of her hands. It's like one of those, like, plumper things, but it's like an apple, and, like, it got sent to us on accident, and we didn't even know what it was, and, I don't know, it might as well be a ball, that's all it's good for, but she can't be throwing that around the house, because that's what it'll turn into, throwing. My mom just left, so let's not destroy the house just now. Like, they haven't even gotten out of Florida yet. So anyway, the Temperance card, number 14, is the Mediator. 15, the Devil, Hedonist, which makes so much sense. Heed, if you ever pull the Devil involving with a man that you're trying to seek counsel on from the card. Run, run, run. So the Tower is the Destroyer. Never good to have like a Three of Swords and a Seven of Swords and the Devil and the Tower or any cups involved with that, because that is straight up betrayal and another person involved in it. Never fun. So, you know, but that's why we need to, I hope everyone who calls in and also gets private readings from me actually heeds the advice that the cards give them, because, oh my God, let me tell you. So, the Star is the Child Divine, which is the Wish card, which is number 17. So, number 18 is the Moon, which is the Poet. The Sun is the Inner Child. 20 is Judgment, the Liberator. 21 is the World, which is the Guide. So I found that to be very helpful in a way if you're getting into the tarot, getting yourself together a little grimoire is a very good idea. So I've got the four modes of tarot. Now I shared that as well. That we were talking about like court cards, which is the court cards answer the question who. Okay, they show what personality is involved in the situation. So, they can also signify the style of action or social role being played. Now, based on rank, you can determine if the person is acting youthfully and naively, or being mature and in charge. Now, court cards can have additional meanings, such as messages or journalies, or the end of something. Now, minor arcana numbers 2 to 10. The number of cards answer the question what. They describe the situation and event that the who is in. They tell you what is going on and what the who is dealing with. They may also describe terrestrial phenomena and effects. It sounds like someone is slaughtering pigs in my house. Or there's a demon, maybe off. We need an exorcist. Can anyone send me an exorcist, like write the show? I'll be happy to put it on live, my daughter getting exercised for whatever is inside of her, because that, she sounds like some sort of demon, a pig being slaughtered or something. It's crazy. And she has 1,000 toys. Totally safe. She's just wanting to be in control of the situation. She does that from time to time. But it's either you hide in a corner, cry with her, run away, or set boundaries. And this is my boundary. At least I can see her. Like, I have a clear door, so I can see her. Perfect. Anyhow, Major Arcana. So the Major Arcana answers the question, why? They describe the lesson you need to learn in this situation and the archetypical energies being expressed. They tell you the why, the who, and is in the what. Now, the Major Arcana represents principles, laws, archetypes, and psycho-spiritual needs. They're also known as celestial courses. Interesting. Que interesante. Now, the aces. Now, the aces fill their own functions. Aces answer the question where. Aces show the element, realm, or sphere where the situation has the most potential, especially for producing something new. That's like the beginning of an idea. It's like always the beginning of something. Are you done? Are you done? these days I just laugh because I'm just like, you make me laugh. So I found some quirky tarot habits that I wanted to share myself. And I am guilty of these, and I didn't know this was a thing. And this is where global consciousness is like, I really feel is a real thing. And here's why. If you're a tarot reader, removing the significator from the deck before a reading, then shuffling a reduced deck of 77 cards. When laying out cards, take two off the top and one off the bottom. Shuffling the deck three times and knocking on the deck twice to clear the previous curance energy. That I am so guilty of this. That's crazy. Reading in groups of threes. Well, I do that. Laying out three cards and continuing laying out sets of threes until the reading feels done. Yeah, I did it like this crazy. Now, holding the deck to your heart chakra before reading. Yes. Putting the cards all upright in order to reset the deck after a few readings. Yes. I'm guilty for all that. That's crazy. Now, I really feel like this global consciousness thing is real because I'll say from my own aspect and experience, back in, I want to say 2016 maybe, before I moved back to Florida, I was responding to a text and I put T-H-O, okay? I don't know if someone else had already done that before me, but I know that I did it and now I'm seeing it everywhere. So I don't know if I started that and it caught on or if someone was already doing that previously and I just kind of thought to do it. It was weird. But yeah, stuff like that. We do it as a collective because truly we are really connected, especially on this grid. Now I wanted to bring up something interesting. Now the Lord's Prayer and the cathedral schematics as they correspond to the chakra points. Our Father, which is the crown chakra, the divine, in heaven, third eye that lets us see the spiritual world. Hallowed be your name, the throat chakra, our communication to God. Your kingdom come, which is the heart chakra, the lovely. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The solar plexus, confidence, and control of our lives. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. Chakra, and abundance and our connection to others. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Now, that's the root chakra, our survival in all meanings of the word. That is, and it's funny because that's also how the, it's aligned on the cathedral as well. So, yeah. So, yeah, I thought that was interesting. Well, no one came on, but we will be having our regular shows throughout the week as I get ready for, because I start school February, and I'll be starting work very soon as well. So right now I kind of have all the time in the world to do whatever I want this week. But I will be setting everything up and pre-writing everything. So those of you who follow the show, There's two people who follow this show, and I'm pretty certain one of them is Andrew and one of them is Sammy. Hi! I'm doing good. I'm happy, very happy, actually. So, yeah. I don't know why you listen to this show. Obsessed as fuck, really. So, and you can change your name and you can take your picture off, but that was too soon to get another follower immediately like that. And to the shows that are following me, some of you have very eerily the same kind of dynamics as me. So, I don't know. I don't know what your deal is there. I've been kind of paying attention to y'all shit. Some of you are shows that used to be and haven't put anything on. And some of you I do know personally. So, yeah. Hi. I see you. Yay. You get to watch me flourish. That's fine. That's the tea for now, everyone. I've got to go tend to the wee one. She's not going to let up. I have every optimum option for her to be happy and calm for just 30 minutes, but it's not going to happen. So I will be back. Maybe later. I don't know. We'll see. We haven't done any news in a while. And I can tell you how wonderful it is to not hear a fucking word on Twitter from Trump. Awesome. Well, I love you all, and thanks for listening. Not you, Sammy and Andrew. Fuck you guys. But everyone else, I love you, and I hope you are safe and well, and I hope all of your endeavors... Oh, wait, I forgot one thing. Our mashup. I almost looked. She's silent for 2 minutes. Let's take advantage of this. Because I'm pretty sure we've pretty much kept up on the transit for right now, so the forecast shouldn't be that serious. And if someone jumps on while I'm doing this, I'm going to scream. So this week, so I have January 24th to the 30th. Now, this is a full moon and occurs on Thursday on the 28th at 2:16 p.m. Now, Thursday afternoon, the moon is full when the Aquarius sun opposes moon in Leo. Now, the full moon is at a time of culmination. We hear this one over and over. And the promise of fulfillment of that which what was started at the new moon. It is an emotional time, a time of romance, fertilization, and relationships. Not for me, bitch. The Leo Aquarius polarity deals with the balance between all that is personal, Leo, and all that is impersonal, Aquarius. The energy of the Leo moon is creative self-expression and the boost to the individual ego that we receive through pleasure and romance. While the Aquarius sun rules the group more in personal friendships and objectivity. This full moon urges us to strike a balance between romance and friendship. You hear the how excited I am in my voice about this full moon and what it means. So anyway, balance between romance and relationships. Try not cheating with your crackhead friends on your girlfriend. That's a good one. It is almost as if. Making sure she don't do anything with the remote trying to change the TV. Crazy person. Anyways, if I could just finish. balance between friendship, romance, and expressing ourselves in personal and impersonal ways. The Leo moon is proud and intensely individual, not content with simply just being one of the team. The Aquarius sun, while individualistic as well, values independence and the team. The full moon illuminates this conflict. Now, this full moon occurs when the sun aligns with Jupiter, lending its optimism and courage to pursue what's in our hearts. Based on realism, since it's just recently moved away from alignment with Saturn, still it's square Mars. I had one cup of wine and I'm sipping, and I'm not even drunk yet. It's just, again. Anyway, still, it squares Mars. There it is again. I'm going to get fixated on that. Suggesting some impulsiveness with combativeness to manage. With the full moon and bright sky, symbolic illumination occurs in our own lives. However, these new feelings and revelations, you mean revelations, typo, are emotional ones, as there is a sense of emotions bursting forth into our consciousness. It's time to express ourselves and to let things out of our system. Over the coming weeks, we will discover what this means for us. For now, we can't sit on our feelings. We need to express them. Of course, we might want to exercise some care while doing so, knowing that what is coming out of us is not particularly rational as yet. Now, this phase of the moon occurs at 9 degrees and 6 minutes of Leo, affecting people born with personal planets and points approximately 5 to 13 degrees of the fixed signs, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius most significantly. Yay! All right. That's the tea for now. I have to control the wee child because she is not having it. So I guess we're going to work out and I'm going to make her try. Oh, she's had like dinner twice, but I'm sure she'll probably want some salad. We're going to probably eat some salad. Well, I love you all. Wear your mask, wash your hands at Black Lives Matter, and that's the G. Bye!